Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we got Tim Richards, who joins us on the show from Star 102. Hello, Tim.
Morning. How are you guys?
Turn his microphone
on. The mic's not even on.
There we go.
How are you guys?
It's wonderful to see you. You were at the Jake Paul big press conference yesterday.
Yeah, I was there. I was there yesterday. That was certainly an event. I feel like I let down Anthony Lima, but we'll get to that.
Well, let's get to it right now. What was the case?
I want to remind everybody. I asked him to make waves, to make national headlines with a goofy question, because that's what that event yesterday. That's what would have been fitting, a goofy question. So all I said was to reference Stipe Miocic, LeBron James, and what they were able to accomplish at that very arena that you were at yesterday, and whether or not if Jake Paul wins this fight in August, whether he will eclipse them as the best athletes in Cleveland sports history.
And I failed.
What happened?
I thought, once again, you go there, you get the information, they let you know what's going on. They're answering questions from Ahmad on stage. And I'm thinking there's going to be a Q&A. There's going to be something that's happening. I'm going to get this chance that I can. And Stipe's there. Hey, this is perfect. This is going to work out great. He's right there. I can ask him. And there was no Q&A afterwards. There was no chance to go in. They didn't take questions from the audience. So I didn't have a chance to get the question in. So I failed you.
I thought there was going to be a Q&A.
There was no from the press. There was nothing there.
Well, there's nothing. You're standing. Oh. You're waiting. I thought you're going to be able to toss up a question or something like that. And I'm ready. So
Gabe Spiegel got a one-on-one, but no Q&A.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Jeff Chanel didn't get to ask a question as part of the Q&A.
I heard Dorothy Fullheim got to ask a question, too.
So I failed you.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
I'm ashamed.
All right, if you just watched that press conference and knew nothing else, would that be an incentive to buy the fight?
If you want, they did what they needed to do to hype up the fight. On stage, you know, they clearly went out of their way to show either the hatred between the two. And to your point, we were talking a little bit yesterday. You had mentioned how much, and up to this point, you weren't sure how much Jake Paul was embracing the Northeast Ohio element.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Stipe does that, and everybody, like, you're well-versed on that. And he went hard that he was a Northeast Ohio guy. He sat in the stands. He watched LeBron James when he was a kid and that type of thing. So he mentioned it as much as he could during that press conference to kind of, you know, rally the troops and get Cleveland support behind him.
So I've never seen this guy before on his show. The only thing I know about the Paul brothers is that one thing that he had to apologize over and over about, the bad thing that he did in Japan with the forest. I did see, though, I got a Facebook friend who wrote, this is an hour ago, who had a bunch of pictures taken. It's not every day that you can get your kid to meet one of his heroes. Jake Paul was not what I was expecting. Driven, focused, and an extremely kind human being. Can't wait to watch you put on a show for the hometown fans.
So he does.
Am
he
I
does
being
have
worked
a fan
into
base.
A shoot here?
He does
he
have a fan
has
base.
A fan base.
I just wonder if you're a parent, are you, and your kid is in the demo. Your kid is 17 years old. Are you buying tickets to see this, and are you going with him?
Boxing match?
Yeah.
I don't know, Tim. I mean, Will you go to this?
Will I go to this? There's a pay-per-view option. And then what's the price of a ticket? So they're on sale, next Thursday, I think. What's the price of it? Are we talking $70 a ticket? Is it $20 a ticket? Is it $100 for lower area? How much buzz? I mean, it is a fun
much.
Event.
It can't be that expensive. I mean, if it was Floyd Mayweather, just to see Floyd, you're going to have to pay. To see Jake Paul, a guy who's on YouTube every day, I don't think the tickets are going to be that prohibitive. Like, I think you'll be able to get in.
I would say $10?
Yeah.
It can't honestly, be $10?
The cheap seats, yeah.
What's the undercard? How many other fights are they having
they have
before
a Cleveland,
the main event?
They do have a Cleveland boxer on the undercard, but they're going to have to bring more. They're going to have some shock value. But Jessica Evil Eye, let's say she gets released by the UFC. Believe you me, she'll go right from OnlyFans right to all the fans over the queue.
I'm not making a joke. Okay, that was a good one. But I'm not making a joke here. Is that enough time to close up the third eye there?
The third eye? I've never seen a wound. I've never seen an open gash like that in my
unbelievable.
Life.
It was unbelievable. Well, Tim, I'm sorry you let us down.
I did.
I'm sorry you let down everybody.
Was there any other luminaries? Who else was there yesterday besides Gabe Spiegel?
Oh, Gabe Spiegel.
Is he
was
on
there.
The undercard?
I think they're trying to work the maybe possible opener. Who would he fight? Who would Gabe Spiegel?
I can't tell you. The very first name that came to my mind would be inappropriate, so we'll move on. Kenny, you know exactly who I would have said.
Moving on there.
Who? Yeah.
Moving right on.
Yeah, so who else was there? There was his. It was funny because I'm sitting there.
Was Barstool anybody associated with Barstool?
I didn't see anybody. There was people in the stands. Were a lot of the workers at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse? Because I asked them. I said, "Who is this? Is this a fan club or who's behind us?" Because there's 50, 75 people sitting in the stands behind us. So that's who was there. But also there was. I don't know. I was probably four rows from the stage. And there's nobody in the row with me. It's just, I'm just, okay, I'm going to sit on the end. I'm going to sit in this row. And then Jake Paul comes out and his entire entourage, which I am not a big guy. Everybody, mountainous men walking out here. I was like, I got to get out of their way. They walk down this row past me, you know, sitting down there, making sure everything's okay. And then Jake Paul's mom is part of, you know, she's like behind this entourage. Mm-hmm. And I'm clearly in her seat. I'm on the edge. I'm clearly in her seat. And I said, hey, if you need me to get out of this seat, I have no problem. Just tap me on the shoulder, move me out. Like, you can have this. I'm standing up. And she says, you know, it's no problem. Sit down. I'm like, these, you know, okay, that's fine. But other than that.
Was there legitimate animosity between the two or was it all fake?
Well, there seemed to be, but it's tough. It's tough to tell. Like, this is what they do. This is what they're trained to do. And they need to sell tickets.
Who had the best line? Who had the best line of the
entire It's a show.
Day? Yeah. Jake Paul was going at him hard and talking about his lack of training and hanging out with friends in L.A. and Jake Paul, and he's the one that's really going to, you know, ready for this fight. And so he was definitely going harder at him.
Well, Jake has to win. He has to keep winning for this gravy train to continue. And I do think Ken has said this is not legitimate. This is a sideshow. And a lot of it is. Ken's right. But if he keeps winning these fights, he's going – there are going to be a bunch of people that call him out. I know Kendall Gill, former NBA player, who, by the way,
are you serious?
You're laughing. You guys are all going to laugh. Look up his boxing videos. Kendall Gill has been trying to do this for like 15 years, and he's called him out. A bunch of people are going
to
continue
trying to fight
calling
Jake
him out.
Paul for 15 years. The guy's only 24 years old.
But it's Kendall Gill's reach, though. How tall is Kendall Gill? I mean,
that's true. But there are going to be more notable names that are going to be like, this is a cash cow. I can make some money on this. A lot of people are going to call him out. So Jake needs to keep winning.
No, that's a good point.
And I think he's going to win this fight, too.
And they went out of their way at the very beginning of the press conference to say how legitimate this was. And this is a boxing match. This isn't staged. This isn't fake. Well, I mean,
the
Logan Paul fight, there were not judges. When are you going to – our last question, because I know you got to get out of there. When will you play the first Christmas song, and what will it be?
I would love to play a Christmas song in Christmas in July.
It's July.
I would
Let's go.
Love to do that.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and sing.
I just don't know if I'm
John
then
Lennon's.
Employed the next day. I go Burl Ives Christmas. Right out. That's the song I go with.
Okay.
The Burl Ives, right out of the box, then play whatever you want.
Can you do one 10 o'clock? Can you play one 10 o'clock? Minute we get off the air, can you play a Christmas song?
I don't think I'm going to do that today. I think I'm going to...
That's
I will
no
think
fun.
About that,
what's
but
your,
not today.
What's your Twitter account, by the way? I don't know what right off the top of my head.
Oh, it's just Radio Tim.
Follow Tim. Wow, that's...
Was I supposed to...
You're a confidence.
I mean, hell of a self-promoter,
I don't know.
You?
I just... Yeah, that's it.
Well, follow Tim Richards. He's a good guy. Good Cleveland sports fan. Likes all three teams. Knows all religions. Fantastic person. You absolutely love Tim. Tim, we thank you very much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.